And then, secondly, she gives him garments. I haven't had an opportunity of consulting the Sanskrit text here, so I don't know what this word is in the original. But it's interesting that the translator renders it garments. That is to say, not robes, garments. And this is very much in accordance with the original spirit of Buddhism. In the Buddha's day, monks, as we call them now, wore ordinary dress. They wore, that is to say, one piece of cloth round the waist, another piece of cloth draped under the right arm over the left shoulder, plus a bigger, thicker piece of cloth, in fact a cloth of double and treble thickness. This was used as a sort of shawl during the day and also as a blanket at night, and folded it would make a sort of cushion. Some monks stitched a number of small pieces of cloth together to make one large piece, and this practice later became general. But the only real difference between the monk's dress and the layman's dress was in the colour. The layman's dress was white. The monk's dress was dyed a sort of yellowish brown. A bit like khaki, in fact. Or rather, it was not dyed, it was discoloured. And the reason for this discolorisation was twofold. The cloth was discoloured, because if it was discoloured, rather dirty looking, not clean and white, it would be much less likely to be stolen. And secondly, it made the monk more easily recognisable. People would know if they saw someone wearing this discoloured cloth that here is someone who needs to be supported. The monk's dress is not a robe, if by robe we mean something gorgeous and ceremonial, not to say theatrical, though in course of time it has tended to become so. So the goddess Shri gives the monk who is the priest of the sutra garments, in other words, just clothing. And the sutra leaves it at that. So perhaps we had best leave it at that too.